Let me reiterate that the ban is meant to be a temporary measure until we're able to streamline and sanitize the small-scale mining sector. I assure you that shortly you'll hear from government a statement setting out a comprehensive roadmap, including the lifting of the ban, to deal on a permanent basis with this grave threat to the present and future health of our nation. The comprehensive roadmap will address, amongst others, the following activities: reclaiming and reforestation of mined out areas, restoration of impacted water bodies, strict supervision of the processes of awarding mining licenses and associated permits, the establishment of a mercury pollution abatement project, the implementation of alternative livelihood projects, systematic control of the engagement of excavators and changfans in mining areas, and continued formalization and regulation of the small-scale mining sector. When the ban is lifted, you will have a responsibility, as was successfully discharged in the days of our forefathers, to continue to help preserve our lands, water bodies, and environments. We all have a duty to say no to gallancy for our own common survival and the survival of those who are to come. If we allow it, we're jeopardizing both our present and our future. This cannot be overemphasized, and the statement of the religious spokesperson, which we've heard just now, will continue to ring, I hope, in all our ears.
President Akufo-Addo. And at the same forum, the president of the National House of Chiefs, Tokgbe Afeodo, called for legislation to ban the repatriation of funds for mining companies. This, as said, will allow the government to get the needed taxes from the mining companies. He called on fellow chiefs to support the government in the fight against gallancy.
What actually is produced in the mining sector accrues to the state. An important member of government talked about how he traveled to the Middle East and was embarrassed to hear how much business is done in Ghanaian gold compared to how little we earn domestically, or we record in our books as earned from gold. I just returned from Zimbabwe and learned an important lesson. Even though they are in a difficult situation, trying hard to attract investors, they take very seriously the question of foreign exchange repatriation and have enacted a law that requires 100% repatriation of all earnings from mineral resources. In our country, unfortunately, so little of the foreign exchange that accrues from mining is repatriated. And so we would like to suggest that the laws are amended to ensure that miners are compelled to repatriate all of their earnings so that the state can get what it's due it from mining activities.
The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Professor Frimpong Boateng, called on traditional leaders to expose those involved in illegal mining.
We are destroying ourselves, our land, our water. If you look at the Ramsar sites that we have in this country, almost all of them are gone. We are no longer visited by migratory birds. We are seeing the destruction of the mangroves along the coast, so that lives of fish, crabs and bears are on the line. In fact, in Accra, the Laffer stream is being gradually driven away through the position of laterite on the riverbed. So I ask myself, what is happening? And I believe that our chiefs, our queen mothers, have a big role to play and have confidence in you. So my committee has confidence in you. Of course, we have a problem with a few of our traditional leaders, but majority of you are doing what is right. And if we see what is happening, you go to places in Amenfi Center, Amenfi West. We are told that Chinese are selling cabbage and vegetables. And indeed, they have shops where they sell cabbages and vegetables. But in the same shop, they sell spare parts to excavators and bulldozers. And in their homes, the black is processed. They finance our own people, work very hard, they bring the gold to them in their homes, and this is where they process the gold, and then they get the money, and we don't get anything. And this should be known to all of us. If you are in a town, if you are in a village, in a city, you should know all the people who are there. At least you will hear that certain things are happening. And this is why we expect our people to help us fight the wrong and help the right.
And that was the Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Professor Frimpong Boateng.